Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. We're back with Lonnie, the theater lady, on Berg Vivant. We just can't get enough of you here on this show.
Oh, thank you.
That's in your contract. They will never get enough of me. Boom.
Even if they think they will.
Well, right. What's going on, lady?
Well, I saw an interesting show put on by Stage 62 in the Carnegie Music Hall in the Carnegie Library in Carnegie, Pennsylvania.
You love to say that?
Because I've never used the word Carnegie so many times in one sentence in my life. I love it.
Andrew Carnegie Free Public Living. Wait, it's a big long name.
Yes,
but anyway,
it is.
It's lovely theater. You were there, yes.
Yes, indeed.
Very good.
And I saw Next to Normal, which is, I would describe it as a really offbeat rock musical.
Okay.
And it was directed by Steve Santa. It was kind of cool because they had a live six-piece band there.
Yeah.
Playing an orchestra right along with the musical. Sometimes it was a little bit overpowering for the lyrics, but mostly it was just...
You know, I find
nice
that when I go into a bar, it's like, why is the music so loud? Yeah. You can't even hear anybody, you know, but anyway, I guess these kids today.
I guess. Yeah. But this is actually a... four-time Tony Award-winning play. Mm-hmm. 2009 it won four. In 2010 it won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama.
Oh, so it's a pretty good play then.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's heavy. It's heavy.
Yeah.
The plot is that a wife and mother is suffering from bipolar disorder, and it shows the effects that this has on her family life and her and the rest of her family.
Wow.
So... when we say it's a musical,
yeah, I don't know if I'd want to sing about that.
Yeah, it's not Mary Poppins. However, there are some very witty lyrics, even though it's a very serious subject.
Hmm. And, so well handled, I think. Then.
Yes. The lead character, Diana, who was the bipolar, was played by Cynthia Doherty. And she really was able to express all the highs and the lows of her disorder very effectively. She went from moods as easily as we would go from martini to martini.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Wow. Cheers to her.
That's right. And her voice was beautiful. She sang a song called I'll Miss the Mountains, and it was just so beautiful and melodic, a ballad type. And her daughter Natalie was played by Kristen Carmella. She also had a beautiful, outstandingly buttery voice that was so much fun to listen to.
That's a good term, and I know exactly what you mean by that. It's hard to describe, but you know it when you hear it.
A richness to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like butter.
And there were several other characters, all of whom sang with a great deal of emotion, because these songs really told an emotional story.
It's not the kind of show you can phone in.
No, indeed it's not. And I should add, there is some language, so I would not bring the kids.
I should hope so.
You know
what
I mean.
It's not just pantomime.
No, it's not. Adult language is used throughout.
Oh.
And there are some adult
there we go.
References and situations. Definitely not for kids.
No, okay, not for children.
No, but there was a particularly funny scene, even though it's a serious subject matter, there is some humor in it. And there was a funny scene that Jason Michael Swager played both Dr. Fine and Dr. Madden. The one doctor was defined as a rock star before we met the character. And I won't give away anything about it. However, when we met him as that doctor, it was one of the funniest scenes in the play where my stomach was just really shaking with
comic
laughter.
Comic relief.
Yes, yeah? Indeed it was. And I don't know.
Oh, we skipped the groove.
I'm trying to remember what I forgot. Oh my. There was a beautiful song sung by the son, Nick Black, who played Gabe, sang a song called I'm Alive that brought tears to my eyes. It was so emotive and beautiful. That was another one of the standout songs. Well, I think I might kind of give something about the plot away if I tell you.
All right. But there's a moving song. You were moved. You wept.
Well, were you like a little... Yeah. It was very beautiful. And, the opening song is Just Another Day. And I love that opening because it set the tone. It let you know kind of what was coming and how some things had been in the family. And it gave a little foreshadowing and introduced you to the characters. And when all the characters were on stage singing at once, some of those songs were very, very difficult because they were all singing different parts at the same time and not together, but harmonizing, and it was really cool music. A lot of songs that would stick with you and you kind of felt heat. Who's too hot?
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.